Hi, I'm Megan. I'm the Director for Content and Research at the International Bunch. This blog post is about balancing babies, COVID, and a career. It's all about returning to work after a pandemic maternity leave. April 2021 marked my return to work. At that time, I was Head of Content at the International Bunch following 9 months of maternity leave. Coming back to work after having a baby is a huge shift for anyone, and managing all of this during a global pandemic can add extra challenges. Parents around the world have come to grips with balancing children, careers, and the demands associated with COVID. So I wanted to share my experiences and tips in the hope that they might provide some guidance or solidarity along the way. For me, communication is key. I am lucky enough to have an amazing boss who values the commitments that her team have outside of work. Thanks to Lou for that. In all seriousness though, not everyone has a boss who is approachable and flexible. So making sure you can balance all your commitments can be a real challenge when you have a rigid work timetable to stick to. I had regular calls with Lou during my maternity leave to discuss potential working hours, and it was really great to be able to find a flexible schedule that worked for both of us. A top tip of mine is to imagine your ideal work schedule and how it would fit with your other commitments. Can you design a potential timetable and present it to your boss? Show them that you can make it work, and they should hopefully be accommodating. Exploring all your options is also really important. With an increase in home working and flexible work schedules, balancing work and family can look very different to traditional expectations. 6 years ago, when I had my first daughter, I felt like the only option was return to the office and place Olivia in a nursery for full days. This is still an option for many and it can work really well, but there are now more options to choose from if you want to try something different. We wanted to have Lucy at home for the majority of the time to enable me to carry on breastfeeding and reduce the amount of contact she would have with large numbers of people, as Olivia has a pre-existing chest condition, and we've wanted to do everything that we can to avoid exposure to COVID. We now have a parental assistant who comes to the house when I'm working. She has had an amazing bond with Lucy, and they play and do the housework whilst I focus on my work upstairs in the office. This means I was still able to breastfeed Lucy during the day and works out more cost-effective than a full-time nursery for us. A top tip is to check out sites like childcare.co.uk, Bubble and Tiny's to find out the cost of a nanny or parental assistant in your area. It can be more cost effective sometimes than having childcare outside of the home. It's also important to recognise the challenges. Returning to work is a big change for the whole family, and for some people change can be a challenge. For me, I knew that I would feel more in control of our new daily routine if I could see it laid out visually. So we've had a family planner with a schedule line for each person in the family so I can see at a glance what is happening for everyone in the week. If you do decide to have childcare at home and work at home, it's important to recognise that you need space to focus and that you might sometimes feel distracted by the activity in the house. I know for me that hearing Lucy crying is very triggering when I am focusing on work, so I've scheduled breaks to feed her and our parental assistant knows she can pop up to say a quick hello when she needs to. Luckily, she's settled into it all and is generally very happy to play downstairs in between feeds. Remember, don't feel bad if you have a tricky day. Balancing family commitments and work is different every day. Recognise what isn't working and make small changes to make things easier. Don't forget to celebrate your silver linings. Although returning to work will come with challenges, it's important to celebrate the good stuff too. I feel very fortunate that I have a job I love, using the skills I have developed over my time in publishing and marketing, and an added bonus that I can do this from home with flexible hours to allow me to spend time with my children and have lots of family time. I work some evenings in the week and really relish the peace and quiet to just focus when the house is quiet and the children are sleeping. And this means I still have time during the week for just me and the children. My final top tip is to congratulate yourself on the small things. Getting a project handed in on time, having time to sit down for a family dinner, making time to get out for a walk when you can. The little things make a big difference. Thank you for listening.